Alright, good vach. We're going to jump ahead right now to a new siman, the last siman of Hilchos Geneva, Shinnun Ches. Hopefully tonight we'll finish up Hilchos Geneva. We'll probably not do the whole siman, but we'll do the parts of the siman that we should try to do, which are more negeya. And let's see how it comes. It's really a hemshech of what we did a little bit from last week, which is Shinnun Vav, which says over there that you're now allowed to buy from a person who has stolen goods. You can't buy something that's stolen, that's being maxig edayoy ve'avero. You might even help him finish with this maisa geneva that he's doing now, because if you wouldn't buy from him, he might even return the davar ganav. But even if not, the very fact that you're buying from him, you're validating his maisa geneva that he did, and also you're encouraging him, Lefne'iva, to be continue to steal in the future, because lo'achraganav churaganav. If he wouldn't have a place where to ditch off the goods, where to sell them to, then he has no purpose in stealing. He would stop stealing. So there's a problem. You now buy stolen items. Today we're going to talk about the next step of even buying something that we don't know for sure is stolen, but maybe we could assume is stolen, or we could assume the person is the type of person who is a ganav and he's selling stolen goods. It's again negeya, very negeya l'aloch, and then there's inside the siman there's a shachir, which is very, very important as well. All right, let's start. Dvarim shinun ches, dvarim ha'asurim liknois me'aroyim u'mushem rei peris u'mibali umnis u'boyud be'si'ifim. Zakta machava, sif aleph, kol davar she'chazkasa shu gonav, anything that is a chazaka that this item is stolen. It means we don't know for a fact this item is stolen, but cheskasai, it's there's indications that we should assume that it's stolen. One of the examples which the mechaber is going to bring down in Siv Gimel is where the person who's selling it to you tells you to hide it. Don't tell anyone I'm selling it to you. Keep it still. So why is he telling it to you? That obviously means it's a stolen item. He doesn't want people to find out about it. So kol davar she'cheskasai shu gonav asa likachisai, you're not allowed to buy by him. You could have other examples. If he's doing a bitzina, if he's doing it quietly, same idea. It means he's trying to tell you to keep it still. Or let's say he's giving you to such a crazy deal. He's giving you to, I don't know, 50 cents on the dollar. He's such a drastic sale. It's not a sale, but he's giving you such a drastic price. Then obviously it's because he never paid for it in the first place. He never bought it. He stole it. For him, it's kula revach. So he's willing to get rid of it at a cheaper price. So that's a davar she'cheskasai shu gonav. V'chein, so too, im roiv oisei davar shu gonav, or even if you don't have any indication that this very item is stolen, but you could have a roiv that this type of a setup that the person's doing when he sells these items, because of who he is or because of the item, that in itself is an indication. There's a roiv that such people only deal with stolen goods. Ain loikin oisai, you're not allowed to buy from such a person. Lefikach, and Makab is going to give some examples. Ain loikin me'aroyim, you're not allowed to buy from shepherds. Tzemer, oicholov, oigidim. Because roim don't own the flock. They're working for somebody else. So where in the world did they get this wool, the teme or the chalav of gedim from? I mean, they got it from their customer, their client who's hiring them to take care of their flock. So basically, they're stealing from the Balaam without the Balaam's knowledge and selling it off. So even though you don't know, per se, that this very roya is a ganif, and you don't know that this chalav is gonuv, but nevertheless, Shalana Chazaka, Royim, when they sell Gedim, are selling somebody else's Gedim. Aval, Loichem Mehem, you're allowed to buy from them Chalav Ugvina bim Midba, you're allowed to buy Chalav Ugvina from them in the Midba, because it's the Avaloi B'Yisha, but not in the city. In the Midba, you're allowed to buy small amounts. Chalav Ugvina, the Sma says, look in Sivkan Gimel Mimnesha, Terechu L'Balabayis L'Viu L'Yishav, or Menichalai, everyone knows that was the Shtega, that people allowed their Roim to sell Chalav Ugvina if it's in the Midba, because it was not Kedai to import it back into the Yishav, into the city, and then sell it. Wouldn't be cost effective, so they allowed, this is like a fringe benefit they gave the Roya, they're allowed to sell their Chalav. But not Gedim, it only allows small things that Chalav and Gvina, but Gedim ain't chilek be midbar l'yishuv, because Gedim the Bain L'Amak, but even if it's in a midbar, so bring it to the yishuv. Good. So Nakamol, you now let a buy from them all these items, unless, like I said, chalav agvina, which is in the midbar, v'loy b'yishev. Umuta, likach me'aroyim, but you're allowed to buy from the roim large quantities, like dalet tzayin, or dalet gizu shaltem me'eda cotton. If he only has a small flock, then you're allowed to buy four sheep or four sets of gizus of the shearings of those sheep, because it's something that's noticeable. The Bailam are going to find out about it. Or chamishu or five me'eda golov. It's a larger flock. Then if he's dealing with a larger quantity of selling you five, that's fine. Why she'en cheskasas shuganov? Because it's not mistava that this thing would be stolen. Because the Bailam are going to find out, how in the world could he get away with selling five sheep from the flock without the Bailam knowing about it? Akoka, the Bailam will know about it, and he's not embarrassed by it, and he has no problems with it, so it must be he has permission to do it. Otherwise, he would never do it. One sheep, two sheep, you know, a little chalav, a little gvina, that the Bailam would never know about. Memela, that's a problem. But large quantities, clearly the Bailam will find out. Memela tumot. Klalo shodavaz akta machaba kosha raya moichrei. Any item that the Roya sells, if the Balabais will eventually find out about it, he'll be magish, it's impossible that he could hide this from the Bailim, then it's mutilukhoi, because obviously he has permission. Vimlav, but if it's possible that he could pull this off without the Bailim knowing about it, then it's gonna be also, because we have to assume Roiv in such a situation are stolen.
So the 4 or 5 is not lopped up.
Four in a small herd, five in a large herd, that's the Gemara. But Lamaisa, it's Lav Dafka. That's a cloud for sheep. But let's say we want to apply it to anything else. When you buy items from somebody who's a worker, whatever it is, if it's a large amount that the Bailam would find out about it, then it's Muta. If not, then it's also.
I think the Tal earlier, it's a Suffolk, is Asr.
Right. Right, so they argue, they ask on that Taz. I didn't bring it with me here, but the Taz is really not talking exactly. What's the lashon of Taz? I didn't bring that part of the Shulchan Aruch here.
I feel it was suffix, and who if it's
a suffix, because the Ravash over there was talking about that the Isha came, it means it was not just a suffix, it was a reglaim ledov. Even if you didn't know for sure, it was a reglaim ledov, because the Isha went to the locksmith to try to make a key. So it was a reglaim ledov, that why does she need a key to her husband's vaults or warehouses, must be her intention is to steal. So he said, since it's reglaim ledov, and she was willing to pay an exorbitant amount for those keys, so he means, even though it's not a vade, but it's reglaim ledov. So it's similar to over here. It means if you have a suspicion, if you believe it to be based on the roiv or whatever it is, then it's going to be also. Sorry? Everything, even goyim. We're going to see maybe a kazakotchim, but pashas, even goyim, it doesn't make a difference between yidim and goyim. The idea is he's still having maksik yedei ve'avera, and he's still over lifnei iver. You're causing him to continue with his profession of stealing. If you want to be medama today, Lav Davka, it's a good dimyon, but just this week there was in Tesanta Shiloh that, I'm going off a little bit, but the Maisa Shoya this week was, Geshmak, there was a person who bought supplies of a certain item. He got it at a great deal, and he posted it on the web. He was selling, I think it was pocketbooks. He started to post these pocketbooks on the web. And Baruch Shem, he was selling very nice, and all of a sudden one day he comes to his business and he sees two police officers at his business, and they told him that what you just posted on the web, the original owner of these pockets, the manufacturer of pockets, noticed this, and it was stolen goods, and they confiscated all of the pocketbooks from him. So he went back to his seller and said, you know, you sold me stolen goods. And his seller said, well, I didn't know. And that seller couldn't go back to his seller, because the next online wouldn't have the ability to pay him back. It was a whole shaila. But the bottom line is, it was like five sellers from the man. There was a guy who stole it, and then went five down. So number five took number four to a din Torah. That was the shaila. So God, in number four, Taina, that even if it's a Mekach Toyes, but at least then give me the profit, everything that you sold already from the pakabos, because it wasn't yours to sell, because you're Taina Mekach Toyes, and then it's my profit. And that was part of the Shaila. But what came out was, I just want to bring it out in the gate to this halacha, is that it was really a closeout deal. And the nature of closeouts, that's what they Taina, the nature of closeouts is much of the closeout items are stolen goods. And you're not supposed to, like when I sell to a closeout store, the understanding is you don't ask me any questions and I don't say anything and you don't ask and everyone is fine. What you don't know can't hurt you. And Mamela, and I don't even tell you where, and it's industry standards, I don't tell you where I got them either. And you can't even ask me, and that's it. So that's the nature. So what happened was, is number four knew it was closeouts, and he bought it for number three and number two, etc. When he sold to number five is not in the closeout industry, and he wasn't so bekant with the minig of closeouts. So he figured, well, big deal, we'll post it on the web. And that's a no-no. People who deal in closeouts know that you never post an item on the web because of this problem that someone might find out and then come back. So he was timing that who asked you to post on the web? If you wouldn't have posted on the web, everything would have been fine. That was also part of Shaz, the truth from a bit, if someone bought confiscated goods and he could have sold it, but he went befahesi to sell it, so is that considered a mekak tois or not? Shailas and halacha. But I'm just bringing out is that I've learned this week that there's an industry out there called closeout that deal with stolen goods. It's like interesant. So I'm not, chulila, I'm not saying on all closeouts. I'm sure there are legitimate stores and you know some Yiddish closeout stores, and I'm sure they do it kedas v'kedin. I'm hoping at least, but at least you want to me'ain what's a davishu chaskosu ganav or roiv ois a davishu ganav yesh laden. We have to discuss with closeouts. Is it a roiv? I don't know if it's a roiv. I wouldn't say that, but there's something to talk about.
So that means you shouldn't buy any clothes.
No, chulila. I don't think it's up to a roiv. That wasn't established this week. But at least it opened up my eyes and wow, there's an industry out there that deals with stolen goods. I thought it was like pawn shops and fences. Now I see it's even closeout stores. It's the same idea. All right. Sorry?
This whole talk of pirated goods.
What's pirated goods? Copies? Or that's not this, but copy could have a different issue. Dino Marcos Edino, it's copyrighted. Now let him do it. So maybe once that's the case, and now you'll have the same type of din of Marcos Edino Ververa. Could be. All right. Now, so the Mechaber says, interesting, if you have roiv oisei davar shu ganav, it's a problem. Even if you don't know for sure, but the shteig is roiim or things like that, well, you could assume that's probably stolen. You have to stay away. The problem is, look at this massive cotton base. This is a million-dollar kasha here, and there are many teruts in here. No teruts, I would say, is great, but we'll go with the sma. And that is, ayin drisha, it's a cotton base, right? Vayisa davar shu ganav, ayin drisha, shem kasafti lechalik, bein ha, this halacha, laha dirsa begomorra, v'kosu gamken atuva makaba lakamon, b'sum shin samaktes, the mutter liknois me a gazlin, it's permissible to buy from a gazlin. He's a professional gazan. We know that's how he makes business through gzeila. You're allowed to buy from him. Afilu mit miminoi hu mishaloi. As long as a mit of what he has for sale belongs to him, you're allowed to do it. Even though verubai gazal. So makleik is in gemara, but that's how we paskin. That as long as some of his items that is for sale belongs to him, is not stolen. We know for sure it's not stolen. Then you're allowed to buy from him. So what's going on? Over there you see that enoch nachar roiv. As long as he has a meat, you're allowed to buy from him. And here we say if the roiv of this type of a person, the roiv or whatever it is, they're ganovim, you're now allowed to buy from him. What's the chilek? Why over here are we answering because of a roiv and there we're mattering even though there's a roiv? So after sma, the shani hosim, the mikom bakoim, yesh biyadi mishal het the meat mimina chach, even though there's a roiv that he deals with stolen stuff, but chach he has a meat that's kosher. So therefore, we could be Taylor, if they know why, but you could be Taylor, I'm buying from the meat. Mashenke and Khan, here, we don't know this individual. We don't know if he has any stuff that's good, any stuff that's bad. We just know Royim, who sell stuff that they're Roya, like Cholev and Gvina, you could assume it's stolen stuff. So Mashenke and Khan, the Kishanayma de Zeh Roya hu min arayv. If you want to say Basa arayv, and we're going to say this Roya is just like all Roiv Royim, Kum Roiv min arayv ha-moichim shalei b'shus ba'alayim, nimtze shakaltava hu shabayim. All the milk and all the cheese and all the gedim that he's stolen, that he's selling is stolen. Memeila, you don't even have a roiv. As long as the roiv, you don't even have a meat kosher. As long as the roiv says that he's from that type of person, everything he has is stolen stuff. So memeila, you're not allowed to buy from him. Tzedak is the gechilik, but basically, if you have a person, you don't know this person manna, but the way he's selling or where he's selling or how he's selling is an indication that he's probably dealing with stolen goods, you got to stay away. But if you know the person has kosher stuff to sell, then you're allowed to buy from him, even though the roiv that he has might be stolen.
It has to be a mi'at b'mino.
Meat in that item, correct. Of tape recorders that he's selling, I know that he owns kosher. He owns some of the tape recorders. The item that he's selling, I know for sure that some of them are good. Once I know for sure some of them are good, then I'm allowed to buy from him, even though roiv of them are no good. L'chayi, what happened to all the other things? And you have to know. So it's maxed there. We in shinan vav the mechaber passing only it's aisa davar shu ganav. So as long as you're not buying the davar shu ganav, you're not maxed it there. You're not validating what he did. I'm buying for kid. I'm buying the stuff that he didn't steal.
No, you don't know.
In which case? No, over there in Shin, later on Taki, you don't know. But as long as you have a meat and you're being tailored that you're buying from the meat, you have to know why you're being tailored that. But if as long as you're tailored, you're buying from the meat, no, male, it's not a problem. You're not being, you're buying something that's mutter to buy. His profession, he's a professional ganav. Good. That doesn't say you're not allowed to talk to ganavim. It says you're not allowed to buy their ganavas because that you're helping them out, you're being maxed they have very. As long as you're buying something that's not stolen, it's fine. All right. Fine, the Mechab is going to give another couple of examples. Let's see. Siv Beis. Ein leichim eitzim oiperis mishem reiperis. You're now allowed to buy wood, twigs, or whatever, branches of peris mishem reiperis. Same thing. They don't own the field. They're just the watchmen of the sodas. How in the world are they getting the eitzim of the peris? They're getting it from this field that they're watching, which don't belong to them. Elo, unless, bizman shem yoshim, if they make a kvias, they open up shop, they're sitting in front, umoichrim, and they're selling, vahasalim vahpelis bifneim, and they have baskets and they have scales. Everything to make a whole big store in front of that field, then it's a dava gol, it's mafursim. Clearly, they're not doing this without the idea sabaylam. Otherwise, they'll be easily caught. And provided it's al pesach agina, if they open up shop on the other side of town, the baylam may not know about it, and then it's not a problem. But if they open up shop right in front of the baylam's field, with the scale, with the baskets, with everything, there's a coil, clearly they must have permission, otherwise they'd be fried from the Bailam. All right. So basically, these are just Dvarim HaMuzbarim, what?
What about some Aris?
So we're going to see about Aris, the Sifdal. We'll see if Aris, Taka might make a difference. Fine. So this is just, you have to know, what's the odds that he's telling stuff stolen, what's the chances that the Bailam know about it or not. All right, let's see another example. Siv Gimel, Vekulam, and in all these cases, Sha'amru Hatmein, in all these cases where he tells you, Hatmein, hide it, don't show it to anyone, don't tell anyone that I sold you this, then it's also Lakakas Mehen, because that's a clear indication that Zacheskas said, Oisi Dovu Ganav, why is he telling you to hide it? Even if he's mamish and his scales and everything, but he's telling every single customer, don't tell anyone, obviously, it means he's stealing stuff. He's stolen goods here. Why wouldn't he want people to know? Clearly, he's trying to hide it from the Bailam. So then all your other rights seem not to help. This is like a very strong indication. This overrides all the other indications. If anyone says Hatmein, is also means not only the case of the scales by Shem Repairs, but let's go back to Sif Aleph. If you have a Roya who's selling 5 sheep, 10 sheep, right, where we said we assumed that the Ram are going to be margish. If he tells you Hatmein, hide it, then obviously somehow he knows how to do it without the Bailam knowing about it, and it will be also. Because Kulam Sharmu Hatmein is obviously, it's a Cheskas Sha'isa Dabu Hu Ganav.
You don't assume the Ram Moichel?
Sorry?
You know, if it's Prayasa, we don't assume that they're Moichel anymore.
Not if he tells you to hide it.
Yeah, why is that?
Right, why is he telling you to hide it? Right, well, obviously he doesn't know.
He doesn't know if the Meichel, but it's Vahesia, so you don't assume this is Vahesia.
Why should I assume that the Bible know about it? Namal, if it's Taka, we said Namal, if he has his scales and everything in front of the field, we Taka assume that the Bible know about it. But not if he tells you Hatmein. If he tells you Hatmein, it means he figured out that the Bible right now in Europe for a week, and during this week he's going to open up shop. To fly by night shop. He'll figure out. It means he vice always has some eitzah why he thinks he could pull it off. Lav Davki will pull it off, but he thinks so, and that's why he's telling you to hide it. So it means he's selling his stolen goods. So you got to stay away. Now, you asked before, does it make a difference if this guy is a yid or a guy? So we discussed really last week, but I just want to revisit it because the Kesef Kachim touches it over here. If you look in the Kesef HaKadoshim, the beginning of the fourth line, he says, "Ach, kishuhu migoy, shebevadei lohelim rak mishogoy." If the guy who you're buying it from is a goy, and he himself is only stealing from a guy, like I guess one guy is working for another guy, and now he's selling you these fruit or whatever it is. So he, now, So he says, Yesh Ladin Badova, we can dan, Shigam Shinokri Chaiv Misao Shum Echid Mizain Mitzis de Bene Noyach, Shibachlau Gezalum Mishpatim, who Kolafanim Shobetza Shaina Shalai, and Mimela, he's Mitzuva, he's Muzan not to do this, and he's Iva Isigzela. And if you buy by him, you're being over lifnaiva, you're being maxic, you're helping him, you're encouraging him maybe to continue to steal, or you're helping him lifnaiva on the past, we'll see. Ach ein zeh, this is only so, rak betray avri dinahara. That's only when he needs you. Without you, he wouldn't be able to sell off these items. It's trei avri dinahara, so then it's a lifnaiva daraisa. However, mashen kenim lo yiknehu. If you wouldn't buy yikne Yisrael acher, that's not enough, because the Shita Mekubetes and Mishlam Balak say that if you're over lifnaiva, it's trei avri dinahara. And the only reason why it's not trei avri dinahara because you get another yid to be over lifnaiva, that's still considered trei avri dinahara, because you're not supposed to buy either. It has to be that you can get somebody who's not over lifnaiva, namely a goy, to buy. So he said, oy mi me umes ha'ilam, he could sell off to other goyim. Gam sho'im alahatman, even though he tells you to hide it, and yidua shall cause a yiknum bezeh, even though he tells you to hide it, but you know that he's going to tell the next guy to hide it, and people don't have any qualms about it, they'll buy it anyway. So you know for sure he's going to be able to sell it. For you do shalloy dafka kanu butu actually yibizet pirsim. V'yechlo gamkim bebatim achayim makirim ramim shiyaseim chesatzmei aleim. He doesn't need to punk sell it here. He can go to different places to sell it, and it won't be mufursim. Shalloy mufursim mekayim emele im bezem mishum lifnaiva ki yidua. So Kesef Kedoshim says if you're buying from a guy who's stealing, and the guy who steals is stealing from another guy, so if the is lifnaiva, the whole lifnaiva is only by trei avri dinahara by a guy. Memele, if that person could be able to sell it off somewhere else, so he doesn't need you, he could sell off to another guy, so memele, you're not being over lifnaiva, because it's only kechad avri dinahara. If he would be a yiddish seller, this guy who's telling you to hide it, so then there's a halacha that yinala be misayeya, a yid, even by chad avri dinahara. It's like a lifnaiva dirabanan. It's called misayeya. So memela, this wouldn't be a heta. But if you're dealing with a guy who's the seller, who's a guy, and there it's only us. If it's mamish lifnaiva kitrei avri dinahara, if he needs you, it'll be a lifnaiva. If he doesn't need you, he can sell her off somewhere else to other goyim. Then the Kesef Kedoshim suggests it's going to be mota. Now, just Teichdor, I just want to take it apart a little bit. He starts off, he says, because this guy himself only stole from a different guy. What happens if this guy stole from a different yid? He stole from a yid, why would that be worse? But he stays, because we discussed last week, is that had he stole from a yid, and economy, let's say it's not trei avri dinahara, and I won't be over lifnaiva by buying by him. But if I'm buying stolen goods that belong to a yid, that itself is gzela. I'm buying something that belongs to a yid, shalei b'shusay, shalei midaitai. So then I'd be the gazan, like you asked last week, right? So then I'd be the gazan. So he has to make it that the goods also belong to a guy. So my gzela is not a problem because it's already out of the rishus of the owner of the guy before I even got to it. So it's like an aved zakum. So mitzad me buying, I have no problem. And the only problem is mitzad my lifnei, even that I'm encouraging this guy to steal. Well, if it's only chadav dinara and this guy is a guy, I don't have lifnaiva by chadav dinara by a guy, I'm fine. So you need a few, you need the variable, you need that the original owner should be a guy, the person selling to you is a guy, and he could do it somewhere else, he could sell it somewhere else, he doesn't need you, he could sell somewhere else to other goyim. Then the Kesef Kedoshim says it's mutar. Now, truth be told, as we discussed last week, the Sma in Shinan Vav already entertains this. The Sma over there, in the beginning of Shinan Vav, says that he could sell it off to somebody else, he doesn't need you. So the Sma says, true, he could sell it off to someone else, but there's a Tirch involved. And the fewer buyers he has, the less encouraging it is for him to continue to do his gnevis. If he could sell it off to you, so he'll steal again. If it takes him an extra hour to sell the stolen goods, it's not kedai. This business doesn't pay off so well. So maybe he'll steal less. He won't be as interested in stealing. So memela, every purchase of Tisma is really, over lifnevi, is really encouraging him. In order to say like the Kesef Kedoshim, you're going to have to say that Imamish has other people lined up here and he'll sell it immediately and you're not helping Kiyuzeh, because If not you, the next guy who's going to buy it. Like, it doesn't bother him at all. It's not helping him out at all. Then I hear the case of Kodachim's Cheshbin. And there's like a Chavizyo who says something similar to that. And the Piska Juvah brought it down there. I believe it was Simon Reish Tess. I don't have it in front of me. Who says, if it's Mamish and a Chanami, buy a guy, then you'll have this thing that's only Chariv Adonar and it'll be Mutta. But to the extent that there's even a little Techa, a little delay in time, then every purchase is helping him out. Every purchase is encouraging him that the business is great. I mean, think, if he steals something and he gets rid of it in a minute, he's going to steal again. If he steals something and it takes him a month to get rid of it, he'll think twice, maybe it's not Kedai. So the time is a factor here, encouraging him to continue to steal. That's one nakuda. A second nakuda is that we discussed last time, there were different pshatim, but the Mechaber says, chutz from the lifnaiva, you're also being machzik yedei oivrei avera. We had a shaila, what machzik yedei oivrei avera means. There's a few pshatim. I suggested, Apir Rabbeinu Yoina, that machzik yedei oivrei avera, gufa is an issa like chanifa, you're being machzik, you're validating his maizer. He stole, and you're buying that very stolen good that he just stole. So clearly, that means you're agreeing with him. It's a good thing to steal. You're being machzik yedei oivrei avera, regardless of the lifnaiva in the future that is going to encourage him to continue to steal. Forget that. The very fact that you're buying stolen goods from him, you're being maxig dei avera. If you learn like that, then even in Kazakhstan case it will be also. Because Naniach, you're right. He doesn't need me. He could sell somewhere else quickly. I'm not being goyman lifnaiva. It's chariv adonara. Who cares? But the bottom line is, it's stolen goods. He told it lahatmin. You know it's stolen goods. And he knows that you know it's stolen goods. He told you, and if you continue to buy from him, you're giving a pattern of that. Way to go. That's a great thing. It's good to steal. It's a great profession. I'm a plumber, and you're a stealer. It's great. That is a problem. That's maxik deveve. That in and of itself, forget lifnaiv, is also to be maxik. It's a deraisa. Let's see, Archer Rabbim Lerois, the Ren Yoni has a few psukim. It's an chanifa could be. It's an issa deraisa of being maxik deveve. So bezoi, then I don't understand the kasa kachim at all. Who cares? There's no lifnaiv. So you got around the second time of the Mechab and Shinavah, but it's still also the first time as being maxik yedei oiveveir. All right. Why not? You don't have to do maxik yedei oiveveir by a guy. It's, you're allowed to be maxik them?
Yeah, it's not
exactly. Neither is not the same. No, Lefnevi here, he took it, but you're allowed to be maxik yedei to a guy. A guy does something wrong, you're allowed to tell him, great job.
You're calling an
aveir
by a guy.
But stealing is an aveir. It's one of Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai
Noir. We're not talking about.
No, it is. He stole. Just we're not over lif naiva. No, I'm not talking about my aveira. I'm talking about that I'm being maxic his aveira. I'm being maxic the guy is stealing because I'm telling him, great job, I'll buy it from you. Even though you stole, I don't mind, I'll look away. I don't mind buying stolen goods. Great job. See, being maxic him
and
his stealing.
That's not how you want that. You want that
maxik
aveira. I can't do it because
it's my. No, I'm not talking about my. No, it's my issa chanifa. It's my issa chanufa because I'm being maxik a rasha in his maisa, and he's the rasha even though he's a guy and he stole, and I'm being maxik him in his maisa. So it's my issa called chanufa. How? Because I'm being maxik his rishis, and then I'm now let her do. Forget lifnaiva. So in a chanami, you don't have lifnaiva, but it'll be us that's being maxik. They have aver. All right, obviously it seems that he had a different pshat, Maxi Deveveira over there, like we brought down, the Lavosh learns that there's no extra pshat, it's really one. Maxi Deveveira, because Ayyadei is there, you've been going to steal in the future, and you have a Lifneiva. It's like one thing, so as long as you get out of the Lifneiva, then you don't have the problem, Maxi Deveveira. Probably that's how he learned. But if you learn, like what we were saying, that Maxi Deveveira is a Tam Bifnayasa, which is the Stam Mashmois of the Machaba and the Rambam, then Lukhari, who cares, he got rid of the Tam Lifneiva, you still have the other Tam to face, the Tam of Maxi Deveveira. All right.
What about Ashel Hashem? He tells you what happened. So he obviously knows that you understand that it's
stolen, right?
And a
chanami. So that same idea. If you're maxi deveveira and you're taking it even the next step, and if he knows that you're from, then it's even a chilul Hashem that he sees that you don't care about stolen goods. And a chanami. And a chanami. All right.
You can ask him, but you cannot ask him after. Sometimes he is stolen goods.
And he's telling you it's lahatmin, obviously it's stolen. But getting back to Yisrael, Yeshayelis, you want to know if there's a difference between a yid and a goy. There's a difference that by a goy in such a case, you won't be over that extra issa called lifnaiva. But you're still going to be over the other problem of maxi deveir. So lamaisa is no chilek. Lamaisa both are also to do. Just you'll have less of an issa. You won't have the extra issa of lifnaiva. Fine. All right, let's do Siv Dalet. Muta likach meya aris. However, this was your shayla. You're allowed to buy from an aris. Aris is somebody who works and has a chelik of the. He's like a shutef in the thing. I'll do your field, but I'll get half of the crop, so a third of the crop. That's the deal.
Not only stolen,
so,
right? It also could be anything part of business. Someone has
if you'll have in the Aris of Chazal, that's what it's talking about. But in a Kanami business, and if you have a different case in a Kanami, if he's a Shutif and he has a Chelek of the goods, of the proceeds, and a Kanami, so now he has a Chelek here. So now, Mutalikam Me'arish, every Yeshul Chelek Be'Peris of Eitzim. Till now, we're assuming every Raya or every Shem Be'Peris, where is he getting the Peris Eitzim from? Must be from the Bailim. So then it's Raiv Oisidava is stolen. But if he's an Aris, where he himself is entitled to the Peris, he himself is entitled to the Eitzim, then it's not a problem. So Memeli, you're allowed to buy from him because you could assume it's his own stuff. He took a chalik, it's from his third or his half that he's selling. Haga, V'yeshoimrim, D'davka la'ache shechoko. This is only talking about after the Aris already divided the fruit with the owner, then we could assume, oh, if he already divided, then he's selling his own half. But before chaluka, asa, it's asa to buy the chashinin shaloyitin labalabais negem mashanatal. If he has not yet divided the fruit with the abayalim, so now what are you going to do? You're going to buy, and let's say he's legit and he's honest, and you're going to say, okay, he'll buy and he'll keep cheshvin, and then later on when he's going to divide with the abayalim, he's going to deduct it from his half. But there's no guarantee. Maybe he won't deduct it tomorrow. Won't tell the Bailam, and he won't do it. That means if he would do it, technically it sounds like over here it would be fine to do. But since you're afraid that he might not do it, he won't keep this into the cheshbon. Memele, it's us to buy before he had chalukah.
Yeah, how can the buyer determine whether he is
if it's after chalukah or not, how could he determine that? Okay, so let's see if he has to determine that. Let's see the sma of cotton vav. Zok the sma. The davka lach shachok. That's a lashon ramaz. Lashon atur einu kain. El lazel l'shoyn ev the tor. Bamed var memurim. Even bistam. Even stam yelada boy from an oris. Why? Shetalinen loy loy mashik v'achoku. Because you could assume that he already was chaylik. Smasifikot Vav, the top. And he sold from his own chelek. Only if you know for sure that he has not yet made a division, then it's going to be also. So minastam from the Torah, you're allowed. That's the mashmais of all the Rishonim. Medivri maram mashma. No, the mistam is also. It's only if you know already it was chelek, then the Smas says it's the Ramaz mashma that it's fine. If I say it's minastam, it wouldn't be fine. V'hudei shlishis, it's like a new shita, no matzasa b'shum makom. I didn't find any makar to the Ramaz understanding that it's only when you knew already that it was chaylik.
In other words, he had evidence.
Right. Somehow he knew that the person was already chaylik.
Yes, at the end of the season.
Sorry.
At the end of the season, then they.
Well, after this man that people are ruggled to do, fine. Lamasha, look at the shach and sif cotton bays. He brings down the sma and he says, "No, v'li nira degam kavanas maram ka'atur." The Rama also means that v'chein abak or pasakein ayin sham. Avada, even the Rama means la'kashokog means, and minastam you're allowed to assume that he was chaylik. It's only when you know, like the end, only when you know kaidim chaluk, when you know he wasn't yet chaylik, then you're gonna have a problem. But minastam you're allowed to do it. I'll give you a marshal. You want to know man and day you chaylik? It's not a great marshal, but. Simcha Bunim Kohn, every time he makes a new book, Oscar, right? So the way they work, he gets a chelik of the books. He comes to yeshiva and he sells those books. So he has 50 books in front of Oscar, I don't know, Shabbos kitchen, and he's selling them. How do you let a buy from him? Maybe he stole, 50 books, maybe he stole from Oscar. You know that what happened, he is the author, and Memela, Oscar gives him a chelik that he's selling himself. So that was coming from his chelik. I'm trying to, he stole from Oscar and he's selling Oscar's chelik. He's selling the chelik that's his. He's like an artist. He gets commission. He gets a chelik of the stuff that he produces. And Memele, he's allowed, and you're allowed to buy from him. Even if he wouldn't be chashu like Rizim Kabonim, you're allowed to buy because you assume that that was the deal. Every author gets a chelik of his own to be able to sell. And that would be fine.
The opposite, because he can't get any books until he goes to art school and gets there the
printers. Right, I don't know, maybe.
Suspect them, but they're not giving him his chelik.
Oh, the other way around. I hear. All right, Bashis, it's fine. It sounds like by any shutas. Now, happens to be, the truth be told, is that the mashmais of the Rama is that we only have a problem that with Chashin, and maybe he won't keep a cheshin and tell the Bailam later on. However, the halach is that a shutran is now le bichaylik shalimidas cheveri. Man shomlach, it says. You now let it be chaylik without permission. So even if, let's say you would know for sure he would keep a cheshbin, still, if he did it now, shaloi b'idiyas habayalim, it would still be asa to do. And in fact, this is coming from Tosis, the Michos Radva, maybe the regular Radva, Rishonim argue with Tosis and says, what's going on? Still man shamlok. So just to, you would have to say, taich, is that, klalam, we're really not learning how a shutvah is now, but in shutvim it says like this, that if every item is identical, then a shutvah is allowed to take shulein midas chaveri, because you don't need a shuma. It's, you know, if it's money, it's $100, and it's time to be chaylik, and my shutvah is not here, I'm allowed to take $50, because this 50 and the next 50 are the exact same money. It's not like my $50 is better, it's greener, it's, it doesn't make, it's newer, it doesn't make a difference. So it's all money, so then I'm allowed to be chaylik shulein midas chaveri, but toys chaluka, and the mailer, that would be fine. But if it's unique items, and every item is different, I can say, okay, I'll take the chair, and I'll give my shutvah the table. Maybe the table's worth less, maybe the table's worth more, I don't know, so I need a shuma. I can only do that with the idea sabaylim. So you have to say, Pashi, you have to say that we're talking about stuff that's everything is like, you know, pears, that everything is all identical, and it doesn't make a difference. If I give you these pears, I know I gave you 10 apples, all the next 10 apples will go to my shutif, and that would be fine. And the only problem is that maybe I won't rechen chashin and shalit in labah bais nega machanotam.
You go to a grocery store, you go to a grocery store, you go to buy something. Only one shutif is there.
No, that's not a problem, because it's Aymed Lemachir, and it's selling from the store which belongs to both of them. We're talking about if you do it privately.
The shaykh is maybe he won't divide with the profits. That's a
shaykh. Right, no, it's going into the cash register, and that's the shtake is. That both shutim want all the money to enter the cash register. That's how they want it. It goes in there. That's how the business was. A vekeshtel.
It's all to the factory, right? Not the factory. You want to buy a suit.
Right.
There's two shutim on the factory. The guy comes and give the guy cash, and the guy buys a suit. Now,
right.
How do you put that money back and tell a shutim that they sold the suit today and gave him half?
Well, the factory is not that they don't normally sell.
They don't have cash register.
They don't.
Factory, they sell wholesale. They don't sell
profit.
No, so if that's the shtega, no, it's a much. If you know that to be the fact, of course that would be fine. That you have no problem with. You're just saying that maybe choishes that you don't know that, and this guy doing something out of the ordinary, then I hear. But if let's say it's the shteg, then fine. That means the shutim want this to happen. They want people to sell walk-ins to people who walk in and sell them off.
Paid by the artist, it wasn't normal for the artist.
No, the artist is not selling from the factory, the joint factory. The artist is selling from his own stuff. And your choishes that maybe the stuff that the artist is selling, he helped himself to shut his stuff. Right, he's selling out of his garage, out of his house, out of his car. And maybe he helped himself to the chelik of his shutif, shaloi b'yidiyasai. So that we say is fine, except this problem, is that if you know there was kadun kaluka, then you're going to have a problem, because he won't reckon.
It was not a normal way of selling.
It's maybe it's not the normal way to sell on behalf of the shutfis. Could be a normal way to sell, but not on behalf of the shutfis. In fact, lav dafka, I'll be even to take it to the next step. We don't even know that the Oris and the Bailam were ever shutfim in terms of sale. They are shutfim in division of profits, in division of crops, that is. But who said they're shutfim that they open up stores together and they sell together? No. You take half the pays, I take half the pays, and you figure out how to sell your half, I figure out how to sell my half. So if I'm selling, it means I'm selling for myself. The only thing is that maybe I'll reckon for the Bailam, but maybe not, and if I have a problem. But if you have shutfim who are shutfim in selling together, then you're fine. That's the way they set up the shutfis.
If you go to store and the cashier gives the kid extra candy, is there a problem that they have
my rights
to it?
Or
stealing?
I would assume that that's normal. I mean, like a bank will give lollipops or...
The lollipop is there for them. Sometimes it's not there for them. They just give an extra thing.
And if they give something unusual, then it's a problem. But if you give something which is usual, so that's probably how it's Sheldovek and the owners know about it. Otherwise, they wouldn't get away with it, right? So that goes back to Sif Ba'alif and Beis. Are they doing something which is normal or not normal? In economy. If it's something unusual, yes. They have no right to just take a candy and give it to you. In economy. In economy. All right. Let's do a shach here. It's really a maimon muzik. It's a beautiful shach. I'm sure much of the elam already heard this shach. But now let's go through. It's a whole sugya. It's really coming from the Gemara. This halacha of Oris is coming from a sugya in Elam Metzias. And the case was there are three Amorayim who went to yet a fourth Amori's house. And the Amori, the owner of the house, Valabais, wasn't in. So, but his Oris was in. And the Oris decided to feed these Amorayim fruit and whatever it was. And two Amorayim ate. I think it was Rav Chista, the third Amori did not eat. He refused to eat. Rav Ashi, I think, ate. And Rav Chista refused to eat. And there's a whole shock of the taya, what was going on. You should have eaten. No, you shouldn't have eaten. That's the Gemara. In Rishonim, Taisis, and in the Mordechai's Mavua, that why was Rav Chista Makbid, even though later on, when the owner of the house came home, he was so happy that they ate, and he even gave them more. Why don't you give them better fruit to eat? You only gave them this. You should have given even nicer fruit for them to eat. But Taisis says that the reason why Rav Chista was Makbid not to eat is because even though I knew, and we could all know that he for sure would want to be Mahana us with his Nechas and with Tamid HaChachamim. Certainly he's a Maker Rabbanim. He certainly would want to be Mahana us and give us fruit. But Hayes, he does not yet know about it. It's like Yir Shalai Midas. So the Makleik is Abayin Rava. If Yir Shalai Midas, have a Yir Shalai have a Yir. A guy lost his Naveda and it's a Dav Shein Bay Simen. And when he discovers that he lost the item, he'll certainly be Miyayish because there's no way to track it down to Dav Shein Bay Simen. But right now he does not yet know that he lost it, so it's what we call Yir Shalei Midas. If he would know about it, he would be Miyayish eventually, but right now it's Shalei Midas, he doesn't know about it yet. Rav Hod Yir Shalei Midas Havi Yish, Abai Hod Yir Shalei Midas Lav Yish. Okay, you do, everyone knows that we pass in like Abaya, Yal Kagam, Yir Shalei Midas Lo Havi Yish. So Zaktais is here too, even though you know and everyone knows that he will certainly want you to eat from his fruit, and when he found out later on, he was happy that you ate. Forget he even wanted to eat better fruit. But since he does not yet know that you're his guest, so it's like Yir Shalei Midas. It's like you have this Nechusa Shalei Midaitai. When he eventually find out, he would want, but he didn't find out yet. And Yir Shalei Midas, Loi Havi Yish, and Memela Rav Chista was Makbid not to eat from the fruit. That's what Taisis and the Rishonim say in the Gemara. And here the Shach is going to take on the Rishonim. Let's see the Shach. Medivrei Taisis Perek Elu Mitzias Seif Amid Aleph Chav Beis Amid Aleph VaGoyis Hashri VaGoyis Mordechai Sham and Bemes is Mavua and many more Rishonim Ritva is many Rishonim Mavua Dem Adam Noisin Lechol Chaveri Medave Sheino Shaloi. If somebody gives to somebody else food that doesn't belong to him Elo Shel Chaveri Afal Pi SheYodei SheChaveri Yisratzu, even though everyone knows that the owner will be Misratzu when he would find out. Asa la'achlei, it's asa to eat from that. Why? The halacha ke'abaya, the yish le'midas lo yav yish. Va'af agav the hashta nechalei, even though eventually when he finds out he's nechalei, he's happy with it. Me'kara lo yav nechalei, but originally he wasn't happy with it. At the time that you were given the fruit to eat, he didn't know about it, so he was lo nechalei yet. And me'mele you now let eat from it, because we don't say that tomorrow's Nechusa goes to Mafreya if even today. Because the Yish Lamedas of a Yish. Just like we don't say tomorrow's Yish when he finds out goes to Mafreya to now, so too we don't say tomorrow's Nechusa goes to Mafreya to now. The Mela La Locha, it's also to do.
Why are we saying the Ars is giving away what's not his? It really is his. It's
Mafreya. Right, so it's talking about, so let's say it's talking about a case where it was Kaidim Chalukah.
Even then, it's the Mafreya.
In the Mafrei, he'll get it. Why?
Because when the portion that he gave was indeed his portion.
No, because he would have to make a proper chalukah to that. Well, Chayshir, we say it's also kadum chalukah the Chayshin shalaitin lababa is neged mashen notal. I mean, if he will give keneged mashen notal, then it'll come out that it belongs to the Aris, and then the Aris could give you. Yeah, if you have such a case, mask him. But then you don't have the whole. Still, you're not using the nechus of the bailam. It's not the bailam. You're just saying that this belongs to the Aris, and the Aris is doing a kaluka now. Right, but if you know it's koidum kaluka, then you now let it rely on this, because you're cheshin and. Well, I'm cheshin that the Aris won't count this. Right. And it's koidum kaluka. Or better yet, it's the Balabais's fruit, so it's even worse. It's Echa Chalukah, but it's the Balabais's Chalik, so then you wouldn't have this Hatta. But the Rishonim. No, the Aris was the one who was giving it, but I believe Taisa, what does Taisa say over there? Mish is looking it up. What does Taisa say? Yeah. Shachis Sivkan Aleph.
If the
Balabais
came later and said he should give better, is it right that it
wasn't
Balabais?
No, for sure it was Balabais. Yeah, for sure it was Balabais. He's making saying, why don't we make an Akimtum? That. For sure it was Balabais. Yeah, what's Taisa saying?
He said maybe it was the camp from the field and bring from his house.
So it's what I said. It's like the Ramot, Titu Kenegamash Nazatilam, that over here is talking about Koidim Chalukah. So if it's Koidim Chalukah, you have a problem because maybe he's not going to tell the Baal HaBayis. Forget, this Ramot is coming from these Rishonim. Mamele, you have a problem. So you have to. Your only heter would be mitzad the Baal HaBayis. Mitam the Baal HaBayis, it blames like Yishloim Edas, Lava Yish. You now let her do it. Oh, so that's the Rishonim. Comes along the Shach and is a Yisoid. We have to embellish, develop this. I would tell you that in this case, you're allowed to eat. And Yishloim Edas is totally different. Why? What's a chilek? You know, let's understand this. Shigam achakach enu miyayish, because by Yishloim Edas, even later on, he's not miyayish. Elu mishum she'enu yedeya heichenhu, because he doesn't know where the item is, where the lost article is. U'bal kochay hu miyayish. And he's being miyayish, bal kochay. He really doesn't want to be miyayish. In Cain, amrina mei karab yisru asaliyade. Therefore, we say that until he finds out about it, the find is yisru asaliyade. He's now let keep it. The b'mei yikne, how could the finder keep this item? I be yish, if it's through yish, ha hashta einu misyayish. He wasn't misyayish yet. V'ilu ha yideish hu etzloi, and if he would know that it's by you, loy misyayish, he wouldn't be misyayish. So of course yishlam edas, lo have a yish. Ma'ashenkin over here, hacha kevin she yidua she yisratza, since here we know for sure he wants. In Cain, hashta nami be'atera sel yadeh, we say that even now already it's atera sel yadeh, the mistama ino makbid al zeh, because menastam he's not makbid on this. Over there, he's been misyayish bal koch, and he really doesn't want to be misyayish. And therefore, you can't use, oh, if he would know. If he would know where it is, he wouldn't be misyayish. But Shenkin over here, he wants you to have it. He wants you to eat from his fruit. Mamela, you're allowed to help yourself to his item. Afilu shalom midaitai. In camp, you're allowed to use the guy's towel. You're allowed to use the guy's baseball. You're allowed to use whatever it is. In the dorm, you're allowed to use his stuff. Why? Because he would zikha want you to use it. Mamela, you're allowed to use it. It's not totally on you. Yishlam Midas is that he's Bal Kocha Miyayish. But when your friend wants you to use it, he's not home and you're in his house, you're allowed to help yourself. Why? Because you know for sure that he would allow you to his stuff in his house.
We learned that at Zoom, we said only if it doesn't take away from the item. When you borrow something from someone.
No, I'm saying even if you eat, I'm saying. Shach is learning that you're allowed to do it even to eat its fruit because he would zikha want to do it and you have a nechusa. So let's explain what's going on here. Does the Shaila even had to learn up the Shach? There's a lot of raid here. Let's try to chaperein. You ask me pshat and the Shach, I would tell you simple. And it's just a simple hagdara. Yish lo midas, whether it's yish or not, means, the lomdus is, whether I could use tomorrow's das, the mefreya today. Tomorrow he'll find out about it, be miyayish. So let's say that all along, even though he didn't yet find out about it, but you know that he would already be miyayish today if he would know about it. So we could use it l'mafreya. There we say, yish l'midas, lo yaviyish. However, what the Shach saying is, forget tomorrow's das. Today's das, right now, I know for sure he wants me to eat his fruit. We have an umduna, he would zikha want me to eat the fruit now. I have a nechusa dahashta. Right now he wants me to eat his fruit. Mamela, I'm allowed to eat his fruit now. By yish, you don't have that. Because what are you going to say? By yish, right now, if he would know that you have his item, he would be miyayish? No. If he would know you have his item, he would call you up and ask for the item back. No, the only way to say it is if he would know right now that he lost the item and he doesn't know where it is, then he would be miyayish. Well, in the world of theory, you can't do a theory l'chatzai. If he would know he lost it but doesn't know where it is, well, in theory, if he would know he lost it, he would also know where it is too. If he know he lost it and he know it's by you, so then he wouldn't want to be miyayish. You can't have a theory l'chatzayin. In fact, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know he yet lost it. So you don't have a yish from him. And in theory, if he would know he lost it, in theory, he would also know where it is in theory. If he would know it's by you, he wouldn't want you to have it. He would want it back. So he doesn't have a nechusa dahashta. The only thing you could possibly have is that when tomorrow when he finds out that he lost and he doesn't know where it is, he's miyayish. Let's use that das l'mafreya. No, we don't do that. You can't use das l'mafreya. That's yish l'midas lava yish. But by fruit, I would know he wants me to use his item now. He wants me to use his baseball now. Then right now I have a nechusa. If he would know I need his baseball, he would want me to use it now. So I have the nechusa dahashta and that would work. That's a chilek, kipshuta, the chilek of the Shach. The Einigyantiv learned a different pshat in the Shach. The Einigyantiv in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph explains Chiddush, and he says that really we're not talking about nechusa da'ash. We're only talking about the nechusa that happens later on, and we're going to use that going back to mafreya. He says, but ad kan yish lemidas avayish, you can't go back to mafreya when you need, quote unquote, a pula chadasha. You need a hakno, you need a kinyan, you need something to shaf with that das. You can't use to shaf something a das of mafreya. You can't do that. Tomorrow's das is tomorrow. It didn't happen today, so it wasn't shaf today. He can't be makna to you today. He can't make truma today. He can't do it today. It's yishleim midas lava yish. Mashenkin, when you're eating from him, he says, you saw it, gezel, I don't need to be kind of your item in order for me not to be a gazon. If I eat by you in your house, you give me permission to eat. Was I kind of your food? That's a shayla nachreinim. Did you give it to me to be going? Even let's say you didn't give it to me to be going. But you tell me, go eat lunch. So if I'm eating the lunch, I wasn't yet kind of the lunch. I'm a ganif? No, you're not makbid. A ganif means I take something shalai b'shus. So I take something that you're makbid on. When you're not makbid, I'm not a ganif. You don't need a hakna, he said, l'moshel, a cotton who gives you something. Are you allowed to do it? Are you allowed to take it? A cotton is a lav bar hakna. He has no das. Are you allowed to take it? There is this. Yeah, when are you allowed to take it? Because enochram, you don't own it. He can't be makbid to you. But a ganif, you're not. You're doing a b'shus. He's giving it to you. The owner's giving it to you. He's giving it midas. As long as he doesn't have a hakpada, you're not a ganif. The Meili says like this. To shaft something with my friend is a problem, but when you're eating his fruit, I don't need a shaft that he's being makning me the fruit. You're right, I won't own the fruit. You can't call him my friend. There was no akna. But I do know a nechusa that he's not makbid. The fact that tomorrow he's not makbid shows me that all along he wasn't makbid. Memela, I'm eating his fruit without a hakpada. Memela, I'm not a goslin. Could I be makadish and nisha with this? Maybe not, because I don't own it. But was I a ganav? No, because I have the nechusa. He's not makbid. Tomorrow's nechusa works on my freya. I can't shaf a pu'ula on my freya, but a nechusa I could work on my freya. I by avedim by yish. Devi says that ayoyis, there is no nechusa, because the Bailam, if they would know where it is, they wouldn't want to you to have it. And they're only being miyayish bal karchai, so you never have the nechusa. There is always a hakpada involved. It's only a chiddush akra that yish works, yish bal karchai works to shaft that it's ois his, that you're allowed to be koinit. So in order for you to get it before he knows about it, you have to say tomorrow's yish shafts already today that I'm allowed to be koinit. That's a pula chadasha. That I can't do. That I can't shaft that. But a nechusa would work on my fair, but a nechusa never works by yish, because the guy is never happy that I'm taking his item. If he would know where it is, he wouldn't want me to have it. So you can never have the nechusa. It's only that chiddush din, the yish bal kocho, shafts the din, and I'm allowed to be koino, that can't be worked l'mafreya, because he can't shaf dinim l'mafreya.
One of the sports, right, before I pick it up, there's no thing saying if you know where it is. If you would know that it's lost,
you can have. If you would know, in the theory, in the world, he doesn't know. If he would know, well, if he would know this, he would also know where it is too. If he would be a Navi, he would know that it's lost. He would also know where it's lost, too.
Right?
You can't do a theory halfway?
It's not a theory halfway. I'm saying before he picks it up.
No, still, if he would know where it's lost, he would want it, too. It's right there in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe he want to go.
No.
So what? But in theory, if he would know it's lost, he would also know where it's lost. Because it's in theory. In theory, he would know it's in Rosh Hashanah. No one found it yet. Even if no one found it yet, he would know where it is, and he would go there and get it.
What everybody else knows, which is that it's...
No, I didn't say that. Theory doesn't mean I know what everyone else knows. Theory means, in theory, if I know where the truth, if I know the truth, I would know where it is. It was right there. I would go and pick it up myself.
How's the answer to Tyson's question? I feel more important to
you. No, what?
Why the need?
So the other pratim in the Rishonim, maybe it was Milas Chasidus, you have to know. But the bottom line is he takes on the Rishonim and he holds that this is Mutta and is a Chilek. Now just to flesh out the Einig Yontif a little bit more, his vice for an Einig Yontif, had you had a halacha that there was a Nechusa Bayish that could go to my Freya, even though it didn't shaf a new din on the item, then somehow I would be allowed to pick it up and keep it. Even though I wasn't koinir, because he can't shaf a din my freya, but if yish wouldn't be bal kocha, if yish would be b'nei chusa, just like this amar is nechusa, then I would be allowed to pick it up even before yish. Just take it apart. I don't understand it 100%, because a gazan I'm not, but the Torah gave me dinim of a shavas aveda, and those dinim are only paka through a din yish. And if a din yish is a pula chadash, so to speak, and I can't shaf that l'ma freya. So even though the Bailam a Nechusa, that the Nechusa, I don't have to return it, the Nechusa, so because the Nechusa, I don't have to return it, therefore I don't have to give it back to them. I'm not 100% sure I understand an yantiv on that part. But at least the only yantiv comes out that you could have a nechusa to use something, but not to keep it. So you could eat it up, but you can't be koined. It means he would not say that you're koined this item. If they needed to be makadish and nisha with it, it won't work. Because a kinin l'mafrei you can't have. A nechusa that you're not a kassel, and that you taka have l'mafrei.
Only talks about the marshal, because he knows the person's happy because only would get it. He was telling me the only would allowed to eat it.
He's allowed to eat it, but he wouldn't own it. Right, that's what he's saying. Which is
comes back and says, "Oi, why'd you give him this stuff? Should give him better."
Right.
He had a hapada on what he gave him.
I don't know about. He wanted even more. I hear. All right. Yeah. So now that's the Shach's chilek. The Erech Shai comes from a different angle. The Erech Shai, because really on this Shach's chilek, the Ksaisi has a number of kashes. On both sides of the on the Rishonim and on the Shach, whatever. But the Erech Shai wants to say a different chilek. The Erech Shai wants to say is Adkam. We say Yishlo Medasla V'Yirush when it's just a Nechusa. Later on is Miyash. Now is Miyash. Well, let's say now I know he would allow me to use his baseball. Oh yeah, that's fine. But he doesn't know that yet. So Yishlo Medasla V'Yirush. But if he Bedavka wants me to use the baseball. It's a schusulai that I should use his baseball. It's a schusulai that Amuraim Tamid Chacham should eat from his pears. If it's a schusulai, then we say Zachin La'adim Shalai Befonov. And then, forget, even Rishainim, then it would be fine. I mean, Rishainim, he has a whole new chilek. Yishle Medas is only a Nechusa. But if it's a schus for him, Lamosha, the case was if somebody is a Shavoy, then Bezin is Yerdin, or his Nishtate, he becomes a Shaita, Bezin Yerdin Lunachosav, and uses his assets to support his wife and kids. So the Ksais wants to know how you're allowed to do it. Why? Because you know for sure if he would be there, he doesn't want his kids to be Lanechale, that the kids should become Aniyim and go collect. That's very nice. But he doesn't know about it. He's a Shaita. How are you allowed to do it? If you all like to train him, that Yishlam Yasav Yish, even B'chai Gavna, like the Shach, so how does it work? And Ksais bleib shver. Like Derek Shaitzok, Derek Shaitzok, no, this isn't just a Nechusa. He wants it, it's a Schusa. He wants Bedavka. If you ask him, he would want Bedavka that his kid should eat from its Nechasim, not to turn into Aniyim and go collecting. So, Memeil Adid, Zachin Me'odim Shalai Befonav. That's the Erech Shai's Chilik. Truth be told, Erech Shai is not a Pasha Chilik, because really what he's saying is, just like Zachin Le'odim Shalai Befonav, so too Zachin Me'odim Shalai Befonav. And can you do this? It's a Ksais in Reish Mem Gimel Sivkan Ches. Who's miyaseh? That's not true. Zochin li adam amrinan. Zochin mei adam lo yamrinan. And this is mei adam, so this won't work. Really, it's makhlekes rishonim if there's that chilek of the ksais. But to the extent, if you all like the rishonim that zochin mei adam shalei b'fana doesn't work, then this is not going to work either, and you don't have this chilek. No, it's mei adam. You're taking away from him to support his children. It's a schus, but it's mei adam. It's a schus for him to take something away from him. You could do zachin le adam, but you can't do zachin to take something away from him. The mele wouldn't work. All right, la halacha. How do we paskin? And it's very this shach is very very nageya. La halacha the ksais in reish tesiv cotton hay and in reish samak basiv cotton aleph paskins like the rishonim, not like the shach. The like Hashach. So la halacha, according to Ksois, it's us to do this. Even you know for sure he would want. None of that. You know for sure he wants bedavka that you should take from him. It's still going to be us to do. Unless he knows. We're going to get to it. Grado, when before I started to learn halacha, I had this chus. I went to Rav Tuvia Goldstein Zatzal and I sat down with him. He sat down with me, I'm not sure, but and he explained me exactly how to learn halacha and what to do, and he gave me a lot of his time. I'm indebted to him forever. But Teich Dvarim, I asked him a shayla, what happens if you have a paisik who's going keneged rishonim? If you have one of the major paisik on the page going keneged rishonim, what to do? And I asked him specifically this shach. This is my marshal. This shach, he's taking on the rishonim. What do? You go like the Rishonim, to go like the Shach. He knew the Rishonim are. No matter, we have a cloud that you go Basa Basra if they knew the Kadmoinim. But if you if he doesn't bring down the Kadmoinim, you go Basa the Kadmoinim. But here the Shach is quoting the Rishonim, and he's arguing with them, do you go Basa the Shach, you go Basa the Rishonim. So he said, no, Avadi go Basa Rishonim. You don't pass him like the Shach. That's what he told me. Avadi the Shach is not a Bekoyak to argue with the Rishonim. Even the Shach only says, Lulu the Mestapina. He loved the Mestapina. He says, even the Shach. Lav Davke is really taking on the Rishonim. And in truth, it's a Maram Aushik in the Kolam, Simukhaf Hei, the Ramah already brings down, but the Kolam Ma that you know, just like Amoraim can argue with Tanoim, or Shoinim can argue with Amoraim, well, Achroinim can argue with Rishoinim. Even if he brings them down, they don't have the ability. That's the Koyach HaMaser that we have to be Machriyim. And Melo, we have a Machloikis here, the Shach against all the Rishoinim, the Halach is Kirishoinim. However, even though the Shach doesn't quote it, but there is a Rambam, a couple of Rams that the Mashmusim in the Rambam might be Mashman yell like the Shach. That's what the Ksais is busy with, and there's a Machna Frayim who is Gzelesim and the Beis is busy with, who wants to say maybe the Rambam Taka goes like the Shach. And Abizayda, maybe you do have some Rishoinim on the Shach's side. Abulah Halach, he told me that no, we do not pass him like the Shach. There's a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Avedu Metzia here, and in Halacha Dalet, also Paskin's not like the Shach. And in the Kuntras Achron, he blasts the Shach, whatever, he brings rice, he brings a rice from the Sugi, not like the Shach, that we don't say this Tzvara that now he's Nechusalei. And he's Fezois, Vitzorich Lahazir Larabim, Shenechsholin Bezer Machmas Chazar Nidia. You have to be Mazil Arabim, this halakha, because many people, Nebuchadnechshol in this, that they use other people's stuff. Yeah, he doesn't mind, he for sure doesn't mind. And even if they're right, he for sure doesn't mind. But Kozman, he doesn't know about it, it's an Issen, it's a Gzela, it's a Shoshlemidas. Or you eat it, it's Mamish Gzela, it's a Sigzot, it's a Signoivu, it's an Issen, Gnevi, it's a Gzela, it's awesome, and they're right, you're not allowed to do this. As they pass in the Shulchan Aruch that it's also to do harbin the shalom v'zeh. You're now allowed to rely on this. So by divrei mitzvah, they want to say it's better. You have to know why. So if you learned like the Erech Shai, you would have eitzah because he bedavka wants you to use his ayin mitzvah. It's chusul life. Yeah, but you have to know why Divrei Mitzvah and Klais himself and others themselves make this chilek. That no, it's only Divrei Mitzvah and you have a Kumasei Nechusa. But you have to do that in and of itself. And if you don't know the Erech Shai, it's not going to be enough because Zachem Yadam Lo Yamrinan. So you have to say more than that. So I'll give you, let's just go a few more chalukim. The Machin Ephraim of the Engzela Beis and Oinag Yontif, the same one in Kufir Aleph, holds that Tosis is Moida if it's something that the Bailam are not makbid on anybody. See, if you tell me really they're makbid, but for me, I'm a good friend, I'm his roommate, he's not makbid, or I'm a Tamu Chochem, he's not makbid, so that's a problem. That's usually midas. But if it's something that Bailam are not makbid, klalo klal, benegeh to anybody, then it's not a problem. It's like I have a stam das that he's a not makbid, so you're not evil, he's sigzot, which is going to be later on in the Marshal, and Hukas Gzela, you have a halacha of you're allowed to take a twig, you show me you're allowed to take twig branches off someone's bush while you're walking by to use as a toothpick, and then, I'm not talking about today, but then, because everyone wasn't makbid, that was a shteg everyone took, and no one is makbid, so you're allowed to do it. Still, midas kasidus not to, but minadin it's mutter to do, and it's not a problem because everyone is not makbid for anybody. It might be begedah like a zuta shayama, not makbid for anybody, too, not just for you, for anybody. It's like a me'ain type of a swara, so that should be mutter. That's one chilek. Another Shulchan Aruch Rav says, which is maybe Me'inyonoi, the same type of Svara, he brings in Aran B'Shem Arashban, the same Sugin Chav Beis, he said if the Minig was like that, then it's Mut as well. Because then it's like you already had the Das Bailam Me'ikara, that's the Shtegan. You ask how you go into someone's house. If the Rashba says, if I go into someone's house and the kid gives me something to drink, I'm allowed to drink. Ah, he's a kid, he doesn't own the stuff. It's because the Minig is that kids and the fathers allow the kids to give people to drink or people to eat prusalani, whatever it is. The kids are allowed to do that. But Mela, even though the Bailam don't know about it now, they're at work, but they already knew about it. They knew about it yesterday. They knew about it 10 years ago. They still have the minig in their house that the kids are allowed to do it. So you have the Diyah Me'ikara. You don't need a Diyah Le'besayif to go to my Freya. You have the Yediyah of 10 years ago that says that, yes, every time someone comes, you're allowed to give them food and drink and whatever it is. Mela, you're allowed to take, you're allowed to help yourself because he already has the Das Me'ikara that you're allowed to help yourself. It's like the Gemara says, Yediyah the Nasri, you know that the Tamarim fall down Me'ikara. So you Me'yash, it's a Veda Medas, you're Me'yash Me'ikara. I know that this happens, and that's how I shelter the Gavek. It's fine, not a problem. In the mail, it's motto. Truth be told, there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and be messiah with this. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to be Mechelek. Over here, it says, Tzorek Lazel Rabim, it's Gogafelech. Yet, in a different place, I think in Hukas Gzela, over there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say a chilek, you have to understand the chilek, seems to say a chilek, that ad kan, not like the Shach, is when you're taking something from him. But using something from him, and only beget the shor shloim midas, but not that you're actually being mechap anything, you're not taking anything, you're just using something of his, that's going to be mutter. That's different.
And why should it be different? You have to understand. But just a suggestion is that maybe via Yitaka have what we call this mechusa, of like during the Yom Tov type of a tzara, to allow you to take something out. But he's not being mechaz anything. It's only our church learning it out. So it's like nidas. You have to understand the chilek. Yeah, you have to understand. I'm telling you, you have to understand the chilek is good. But it seems when it's on a rab, he made such a chilek. Well, kapshutai, we go like the Rishayim, not like the Shach, like the Ktoif, not like the Shach, and it's awesome. And you know, do something shalim nidas violin, even though you know for sure the Balaam would want, and even maybe he would, the doctor want you to take it. It's also shalim nidas and sevo grevo and meva that mahalacha. All right, so we're going to stop here. Basically, we finished Shin and Ches. The rest is more Matthias, maybe by Isha. Now, maybe we should have chapter 9 one more step. But that's for her. We're going to stop here. This is the end of Shin and Ches. All right, a good of us.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.